chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and continues with 16 through 21, and this can be found on page 5 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The word of the Lord, word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Where is your treasure? What is your value system based on? Where are your priorities in life? Who do you love? Who do you tell that you love? What acts of love have you shown other people? What acts of love have you demonstrated today? Do you know what love is? Do you know what love is? Not just a lovely heart. It's not a box of chocolates, no matter how good they are. No matter how tasty, no matter how expensive, no matter how finely wrapped, gold, gilt, silver. Love is not a feeling, it's an act of your will. It is all about what other people see. When I left home for the first time in 1974, and I was leaving with my brother, headed to Denver, Colorado, and I was going to fly out of Denver, out of the AP station there, and I was going to fly up to Great Lakes, Illinois. Shared with you that I was a rotten truly was. I was a little demon growing up, and yet my mother loved me. She wanted to teach me how to play the piano. But she loved the rest of the family enough to not continue. But when my older brother Bill and I were in the car and we were leaving, and we left the house, and my mom had muscular dystrophy and was in a wheelchair the last few years of her life. It wasn't enough to be settled with me as a child to raise. But as we were leaving, I looked at her sitting in her wheelchair on the porch, and there were tears. And as my brother and I were on that 300-mile road trip down to Denver, both of us cried. And he said, "Mom loves you because she was crying when we left because you're leaving." And I always knew I was Mom's favorite. No. I looked at him and I said, "No. Mom's got enough love for both of us. She was crying for both of us. That's love." Well, why in the world am I talking about all of this? One, it's Valentine's Day. And as we've talked over the last few weeks, we've talked about the gifts that God's given us by the same Spirit for the good of all, for the good of many. We've talked about the parts of the body, hand, feet, eyes, whatever. But we're all parts of the body. We even talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where we're talking about faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Now, these are things that we can do. They're attributes. They're manifestations of that same love of God for you. When you look at the sign and it says, "Where is your treasure?" It's not just a trite saying. I want you to think, where is your treasure? What do you value? What do you love? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And because of that, the rest has meaning. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 1 and going through 16 through 21. Practicing your piety, demonstrating love for somebody else, there is an underlying ingredient to each of these. Mom was crying because she loved both Bill and I, and we were leaving. We were crying because we loved Mom. And I was headed to boot camp. Oh, my goodness. But there's a motive or a driving force behind each of those. And when we pray, and there's nothing wrong with being pious. It's when you're self-righteous. It's when you're pious on the outside and you're hollow on the inside. It's when you're doing deeds that would otherwise demonstrate your love to others when it's out of some desire to impress someone else or to gain some kind of approval from somebody else. I'm going to do that. Why? Because Mom tells me to do it. Well, absolutely, that's correct. Sydney, Sierra. And if someone were here, I'd say the same thing to her. But it's the motive or what motivates us to do these good things. Praying before God. One, we recognize that God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, I have this insignificant piece of carbon that exists on this infinitesimally small orb that rotates around an insignificant sun in a huge galaxy in an immense universe that God spoke into the void and created. Did it take one day? What's a day? God speaks. It happens. Better than E.F. Hutton. Whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues or in the streets so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. Jesus was telling of a story how a sinner was in a synagogue and a wealthy man was in a synagogue and they were giving and making their offerings. And the rich, wealthy person comes up and he clanks his coins and makes a big to-do over putting in his hundreds of little coins. A widow comes up with a little mite, which is a quarter of a penny. It was the smallest piece of coinage. And she gives that. She has given the more. He out of his plenty, her out of her lack. You don't think God knows? Oh, heaven forbid. God knows. So when we think we're doing something for the wrong motives, keep doing it. A good deed's a good deed, yes. But you've already received your reward. People look at you and are impressed. You've received your reward, but I tell you what, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The glory that's of this life is temporary. The glory that is eternal is serving God for the right motive. When you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing so that your alms may be done in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, don't be like hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, the lectionary stops there and it goes right to 16, but I want you to pull out your Bibles to page 85. Page 5, I'm sorry. I want you to look at verse 9. It shouldn't be unusual for you. It shouldn't be a surprise because we've all said it already. This is the Lord's Prayer. When we pray, how do we pray? Everybody else can see everybody else pray. Everybody else knows what you're saying. They can hear you. But you know what? Your Father hears
from your heart.
Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who's the ruler? Who's the creator? Who's the power, the majesty, worthy of love, honor? Who's the one who's going to be with us, whether it's the darkest of night, most dismal of day, the most devastating thing that happens in your life? And He is there. Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Old Testament, New Testament. Jesus is always there. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. We look at Lent, these 40 days, with Sundays, this Easter in between all of those weeks of spiritual disciplines, fasting, praying, meditating, devotionals, getting into God's Word, whether it's Greek or Hebrew or English, whether it's the New International, the Revised Standard, the current Common English, whatever. It's the Word of God. Emmanuel, God with you. God with us. He is telling us why we need to be in a right relationship. He's showing us how to be in a right relationship. We pray. We give alms. We comfort the poor, the weak. Send unto me all those who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give them comfort. He comes to give us a life, not just existence, a life more abundantly. That's what Jesus does for us. And yes, one of the spiritual disciplines is fasting. Giving up something for Lent. Chocolate, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, cookies? Not happening. I know my limitations. Where's your treasure? Show me your treasure and I know where your heart is. Show me what you value more than anything else and everybody else knows where your heart is. Whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in heaven, who is in secret. He's not secret. He knows what's going on. There is no secret that's kept from him. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth, rust consume, their thieves break in and steal. What's in your wallet? What's in your heart? But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We are Methodists. We are Christians. They'll know we're Christians how? You have passed. So you were listening when we sang those songs when we were little kids. Hallelujah. John Wesley said, and this is from the book that we're going to be studying, "Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I care not a straw whether they be clergy or laymen, for such alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven on earth," because that's where their treasure is and their hearts are there. There's only one condition for membership in these societies that were formed by people practicing and being Methodists. Only one. That they were desiring to flee from the wrath which is to come. Because, you know, if you're running from something, you know you're afraid of it. You know you don't want it. You know you don't want that to have control of your life. But where are you fleeing to? Who are you trusting in? Who do you have faith and hope in? Whose love is evident in your life, in the life of your mother, your your father, your brothers, your sisters, your children, your friends, your neighbors. Not a creed. Not just an article of faith. Not just a discipline. Not just a good saying. Not just something that feels good. But something truly of great value. Something truly of infinite worth. Something truly, undeniably, irrefutably essential in your life. The highest value, the greatest worth. We hear in our society that the value of something is only what someone else is willing to pay for it, whether it's a piece of land or an antique. As we celebrate Lent, yes, I said celebrate Lent. As we celebrate Lent, remember that you are worth Christ going to that cross and dying for you so that your sins are forgiven, so that you're made in a right relationship. You know where God's treasure is? You know where God's treasure is? You know where God's heart is? In you. Let that sink in. Think on that for a while. And then let the world see how important He is to you. Shalom.